too much gas. At its most basic, our enemy is carbon dioxide, or CO2, and other gases such as methane and nitrous oxide, which are increasing in our atmosphere due primarily to our reliance on fossil fuels. I'll generally use carbon dioxide, CO2, when referring to greenhouse gases, unless talking specifically about methane or nitrous oxide. This is because global measurements tend to be reported as CO2 equivalents, where all greenhouse gases are converted to CO2. These gases react to the sun's energy by absorbing it and then re-radiating, releasing the heat. Years ago, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, a United Nations organisation that provides objective scientific information about climate change, explained the result like this. The surface of the Earth loses less heat to space than it would do in the absence of the greenhouse gases, and consequently stays warmer than it would otherwise be. Or in terms that even I can understand, the gases operate as a kind of blanket around the world, slowly increasing the temperature. The more gases there are, the higher the temperature rises. It hasn't just been the IPCC that's told us this story. As with all debates about climate, I think we should hear from the fossil fuel industry first, because they pay the most money to make you listen to their side of things. In 1962, the oil company Humble advertised in Life magazine with a picture of a glacier captioned, "Each day, Humble supplies enough energy to melt 7 million tons of glacier." This was not a knowing nod to climate change. It was just a strange brag that the energy from the oil, if converted to heat, could melt a hell of a lot of ice. But if the Humble advertisers had spoken to the Humble scientists, they may have given their campaign a second thought. In 1957, scientists at the company had published a paper tracing the enormous quantity of carbon dioxide contributed to the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution, from the combustion of fossil fuels. That burning fossil fuels increased CO2 was not controversial at the time, even to those guilty of it. In 1968, the American Petroleum Institute released a research paper by the Stanford Research Institute that not only recognised the increasing levels of CO2, but acknowledged that this would lead to an increase in temperature, which could lead to melting ice caps and rising seas, concluding, "There seems to be no doubt that the potential damage to our environment could be severe." Exploration of the effects of CO2 had been continuing, and in 1977, scientific advisor James Black made a presentation to the Exxon Management Committee and followed it up with a transcript in 1978. Whether this was considered slow in the days before PowerPoint is unclear, but the typewritten pages were clear in their conclusion. The Earth's atmosphere presently contains about 330 parts per million of CO2. This gas does not absorb an appreciable amount of the incoming solar energy, but it can absorb and return part of the infrared radiation which the Earth radiates towards space. CO2, therefore, contributes to warming the lower atmosphere by what has been called the greenhouse effect.